Who needs feminism?
I need feminism.
I need feminism because.
I need feminism because.
I need feminism because.
That's what the students in Rachel Seidman's class, Women in the Public Sphere, wanted to know. So they started an online poster campaign, which quickly became a national phenomenon. It now claims more than 10,000 likes on Facebook, visitors from 120 different countries, and coverage by national news outlets. Clearly, people have a lot to say about the feminist movement.
Found out about it on Facebook, just like everybody else, the one day that it all popped up and went crazy.
That's Michaela Dwyer, a rising senior and editor of the Chronicle's Arts and Entertainment section.
And was just surprised at how large scale the whole poster campaign was and how many people I knew that had done it. And then I was like, oh, how can I get involved? And I saw that they had like viewers or Facebook people posting their own photos. So I thought about it for a few days. I posted one.
But she took it down a few days later after receiving a number of negative comments. The response to the campaign hasn't been exclusively positive. Vandals defaced a number of the posters, and anti-feminist stereotypes abound.
I think that it's come to light that a lot of people don't like the term feminism. It's you hear feminazi a lot, especially at Duke, I guess. Even I was sort of reluctant about the term.
Part of the campaign's goal was dispelling these notions. Ted Phillips, a junior, also feels that the term carries unnecessary connotations.
They wanted to personalize the feminism campaign and I guess make it seem like normal people could be feminists, not just crazy, feminazi type folks.
The campaign has indeed drawn supporters from unconventional places. Tong Sheng, a junior English and philosophy double major, has been involved since the beginning.
I've definitely considered that one of the biggest paradigm shifts at Duke was me becoming a feminist, me understanding like the oppression of women is linked to the link to oppression at large. I identify strongly with the campaign. It was a small commitment to make.
Tong's also in a fraternity, Sigma Phi Epsilon, and understands the difficulties of reconciling fraternity culture and feminist sympathies.
Being in a fraternity, like it's an all-male dominated culture, it's an all-male culture. Being in a fraternity, definitely, you know, there are situations when women are being demeaned, more so perhaps than other like situations. There's a lot of moral crises that sometimes occur when you're in a fraternity.
These crises have only been exacerbated in recent years by a host of scandals that tend to overshadow Duke's activist population.
I think the very superficial view of Duke that pull someone aside on the street, they're going to think they have the frat boy image of Duke. And while that is a big part of what happens on campus, I think people don't so much recognize that there are a lot of, forward-thinking, progressive activists, you could say.
The campaign has been running for nearly a month now, and the initial hysteria has died down. But it still attracts a multitude of diverse supporters and detractors.
I think at this point, seeing this campaign and seeing so many different students and different women involved in it, I think that a lot of women are also very hesitant to claim themselves as feminists. And that was just a really cool thing to see. All things considered and within the Duke context, I think this is a very powerful campaign.
For the Center for Documentary Studies, I'm Josh Stillman.